Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12544, Peaceful Child LLC. Patrick Snyder seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Coastal Highway, Route 1, approximately 0.31 miles southeast of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 14904 Coastal Highway in Milton. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. And the tax parcel is District 235, Map 16, parcels 75 and 77. Additionally, I would note that to date, staff have received 12 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patrick Snyder. My address is 4 Christine Court, Lewis Stellar.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. My wife and I run a small Montessori school in St. Jude Apostle Catholic Church. We just have a few rooms there, and we are full, and we keep getting a number of people coming to us who need care in this area. We've been searching for a while, and this property, which used to be a church, came up, was recommended to us. We've been searching for a number of places, especially commercial, but we cannot find any place that has grass or trees, and this is very important to us and the Montessori style of education. We do not plan to build any play equipment or anything like that. We just put fences around for safety, but the nature is part of the classroom. I don't know how much you want me to go over. That was not, that most of it's within the papers already sent. Do you want me to read it?
You would like to know some things if you've spoken to your neighbors. I see the before care and the aftercare. That's going to be basically your hours.
Yes.
7:30.
Yes.
5:30.
7:30. 5:30. It's there's so from Little World we have very few kids in aftercare. It's usually about 10 at max. So here, this would be slightly larger. I would say 15 at max.
You think this will substantially affect neighboring and adjacent property?
I don't, only beneficially. I don't see any, this would be much lighter use than was when it was a church. I do not know about how it was when it was a yoga studio, but I think it would be much lighter than it was church. So I don't foresee any traffic. Our timings are staggered. So with the before care and with the aftercare, the cars come at different times. So I think it would only be beneficial to the area.
Any other questions?
How many employees are you going to have?
Probably about 10.
10 employees?
Yes.
Okay.
It's approximately the same size, but maybe 12.
12. And you say you have no playgrounds or nothing right side, or it's older kids?
We use like balls and jump ropes, movable equipment. So we will bring out balance beams and things, but we're not going to construct any large play equipment.
Okay. How far are you off from the highway?
I'm sorry?
How far are you off from the highway?
It's right on the highway. That's the southbound side of Route 1.
So, yeah, but how far are you from the road to the church?
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty far, but I don't know the... I mean, that's a large building, so you can...
Okay.
You don't know of any traffic issues when it was a church?
I'm not aware.
It's a good ways off the highway, Mr. Workman.
Is it? Okay. But you said it'd be staggered kids coming in and going out?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
How many kids are you approved for now?
I'm sorry? At Little World? Or at this place?
Through the state of Delaware?
We have gotten a registration through the Delaware Department of Education because we do teach kindergarten and above.
Okay.
So we have to give them attendance, but they would allow us to go up to 100, but there's no way.
Okay.
So are you, just for my own clarification, are you expanding your Montessori program and/or are you opening a daycare center and nursery?
We are duplicating what is at Little World at Peaceful Child. We are keeping everything separate. We do not want, in case there's any kind of liabilities or whatnot, we don't want that getting back to the church, and we don't want it to. So we're basically carbon copying everything that we have there, what's successful over there, and making another one in its image.
Okay. So are you regulated?
Yes, through the Department of Education.
For the Montessori program?
Yes.
Are you regulated regarding the daycare?
Yes. So the way it works is through the Office of Child Care Licensing, and we work with them, and then we get if we are regulated through the Department of Education, then we can we get an exception from OCCL, which is Office of Child Care Licensing, to operate there.
And so any standards or regulations that they would have in play, you'd be complying with?
Yes, we comply with all of them, yes.
Thank you.
Have you been approved by the Fire Marshal and all that, too?
No, the next step is the Fire Marshal. So far, it's Department of Ed, then here, and then the next step would be Fire Marshal.
Okay, is that place sprinkled?
Yes. No, it's not, but we've looked into putting it in. That's a discussion I'm going to have with the Fire Marshal. I would like to, but it's not. In fact, when we were discussing the lease, I mentioned that to our landlords, that I would like to have it sprinkled.
Do you know how big the structure is?
5,000 square feet. 5,300.
That's the magic number.
Yep. Mr. Sharp?
Just one. What are the ages of the children?
We'd start around 1 year old and go up to 12 years old. Right now we have 2 years old and we go up to, we can go to 12, but the oldest we have is 11.
And I guess the other thing is, what's in the neighborhood there, so we have that in the record? What are neighboring properties?
So down to the southeast is Hudson Fields.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? I see two. Would you, either of you like to speak?
Okay. That's my wife.
Christian Hudson, 18494 Foxfield Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mask on, all. Does it
take? You can take it.
It's up to you. You can take it off.
Okay. I'm Christian Hudson. I'm here on behalf of the landlord, Hudson Family 2 LLC. I just want to note that in the nearby vicinity, just to the south, about 300 yards, there's conditional use on the northbound side of the road, about 100 yards on the north side, going the other way on north side Route 1, but north of this property, there's existing B1, C1 conditional use on both sides of the road there at Hudson Road, Steamboat, and Route 1 intersection. About a half a mile south, there's an existing daycare called Kristen Care on the northbound side of Highway 1. I believe that's only daycare. And then about a quarter mile past that on the southbound side is Beach Babies Daycare, which is only daycare as well. That's kind of the nearby neighbors. Hudson Fields probably being the biggest one, which I also represent, which we think is a great use for this as the neighboring property because there's ample outdoor space for kids. I mean, there's no need to reinvent the wheel in terms of athletics and things like that. Like, we basically are operating essentially a county park on private dollars. So we fully support the application, and we think it's going to be a big fit for the community. And I can tell you, as a past board member of Delmarva Christian Schools, I'm no longer with them. My kids still go there. I can tell you there's tremendous demand for not only private schools, but daycare right now. So, thank you.
Is there anyone present that is in opposition to this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no other questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12544 for Peaceful Child LLC, Mr. Patrick Snyder. For the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect or adversely affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent property. The only condition I would like to put on it is when and if an outside playground is installed, that it be fenced in.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12544 has been approved.